You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube. We've got a new update about Gladys Corbin and Sasha Gilmore. We think that Gladys is going to sabotage Sasha so that she can keep siphoning money out of her account. And we think she's going to do something pretty nasty to her daughter-in-law so that she can feed her gambling addiction. There's a whole bunch to unpack here. We are going to talk about the official spoilers that tie to this and what we think is coming soon. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our General Hospital spoilers, predictions, casting news, all the good stuff that you need to know. So last week, Gladys Corbin got into a whole bunch of trouble. She lost $85,000 playing card games badly, apparently, in the back room of the Savoy, and she now owes Selena Wu a pile of money. Selena offered her a deal, spy on Sonny, and I'll forgive some of your debt. And so Gladys went running to Sonny, not so much to spy, but to try and con Sonny out of a pile of cash, saying that he could invest in deception. But he turned her down and was like, I know people, I'm not going to get involved in insider trading. So Gladys went back to Selena and said she saw an envelope full of cash being handed to Dex. I think it was like a bonus or something. But at any rate, that little tidbit actually got a whole $5,000 wiped off of her debt. So now she only owes the paltry sum of $80,000 to a dangerous lady mobster. Meanwhile, Selena Wu is heading out of town. She's going to Singapore to see her mom and told Gladys, you can pay me when I'm back with an additional 20% interest a week. So that's $16,000 added to this debt per week. If Selena is gone 5 weeks, that debt will double. 20% times 5 weeks, that's 100%. So Gladys Corbin is screwed. And she already gave Selena Wu Brando Corbin's garage. She lied and told Sasha that she sold it. She didn't sell it. She signed it over to Selena because of more bad gambling. You would think after that Gladys would have stayed away from the card table, but she can't because she is clearly a gambling addict. And it's scary because she was given the conservatorship over Sasha because Sasha had a pill addiction. One addict should not be the conservator of another addict. And this is really, really messed up. So the big question is, what's going to happen? Now, Gladys told Selena Wu that it would take her a while to funnel the cash from Sasha's account. And then Gladys turned around and already pulled part of the cash out while she was on the phone. But she was panicking and then telling an unsympathetic Selena that Sasha wants to end the conservatorship. If you don't remember why Gladys has control of Sasha's finances, I'm going to rewind it for you real quick and tell you. It was around fall of 2022, so not quite a year ago, and Sasha was dealing with a bunch of stuff. Her baby had died right after birth. She had gone into a pain pill addiction in the Depression, and while running from the paparazzi, she ran down Harmony Miller, and Harmony eventually died from those injuries, and she assaulted one of the paparazzi who had been following her. And basically it came down to where Sasha was either facing jail or she could agree to a conservatorship and avoid jail. And so they went that route, and Brando was her initial conservator. But if you remember, he was the very first fatality of the hook killer. He wasn't the first hook killer victim, but he was the first fatality because he was the first one that she used, that Heather Weber used the toxin on the hook. And so he died. After he died, Gladys wound up taking over as conservator. And for a while, it was fine, other than Gladys thinks she should get to spend money like she wants to. But now it's really bad. Gladys already stole one installment of cash, and she has stolen the garage, and she's also spending Sasha's money like there's no tomorrow. And when Cody Bell threatened to tell Sasha what Gladys has been doing, then she set him up to look like a thief, hoping to discredit him so nobody would listen to him. But Gladys is definitely a shady, shady person. And right after she had transferred that money over from Sasha's account to hers so that she can pay Selena, she gets a call from Sasha, and Sasha says, oh, you know, I'm making an appointment with my doctor so that the psychiatrist can release me from the conservatorship. The bottom line is Gladys cannot let that happen, because if she doesn't get this money to Selena, she's probably going to do something bad to her. Although what Selena is hoping is that Gladys will run scared, leave town, and then Selena can collect from Sunny in the form of favors, influence, information, something like that. But the bottom line is that Gladys cannot let Sasha get this conservatorship disposed of, and there's only one way to stop that from happening, and that she has got to discredit her. She has got to do something to show the doctor that Sasha is not in control. Sasha just escaped a crisis situation the other day when she was back on the Home and Heart Network, and Haven de Havilland, played by Morgan Fairchild, was having them pipe in crying baby noises into Sasha's earpiece to try and cause a breakdown because they wanted to cause a sensation to get ratings. So the good news is that Cody Bell is looking out for Sasha now, and Sasha and Cody have talked recently and they've made things up, and she has faith in him. I don't think she really believes that he stole that bracelet, but she hasn't really done the math on why Gladys would set up him. And so it's all going to come out soon, but I'm wondering, there's several different things that Gladys could do. She could plant pills in her daughter-in-law's purse and then accidentally kick her purse over while they are meeting with the doctor to talk about it. Because if a bag or bottle of illegal pills falls out of Sasha's purse, that's enough to end the doctor even considering it. Or Gladys could get dirtier and she could actually drug her and then tell the doctor, unbeknownst to her, and tell the doctor, well, you know, let's look at this, you know, run whatever drug panel that you need to convince yourself that she's clean, and then drug Sasha knowing that she would pop positive on the drug test. She could gaslight her and set her up to have a public breakdown. Basically, she needs to make her look like an unstable pain pill addict again. And that means that Gladys is going to have to decide if she is just going to come clean, because that's what she could do. She could just come clean to Sasha and say, look, I've been taking money. I'm a gambling addict. I need help. Sasha would pay for her. She'd probably pay off that gambling debt and then pay for her mother-in-law to attend whatever kind of gambling rehab that there is. But Gladys is not a come clean kind of gal. She is not going to do that. I feel very certain that she is going to sabotage Sasha. If you haven't already, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our General Hospital spoilers, updates, casting news, everything you need to know about your ABC soap. And I would love to hear from you in the comments below what you think Gladys is going to do. Do you think Gladys is going to come clean? I would say there's like a less than 1% chance of Gladys coming clean. Gladys needs this conservatorship to continue so she can keep feeding her gambling habit. It's nasty. It's a terrible thing, but it's also a very, very soapy plot. And I feel like we have lots more of it to come. Tell me what you think. How is she going to sabotage her? Is she going to gaslight her into a breakdown? Is she going to drug her? Is she going to plant pills? What else could she do? It seems very likely that it's going to go this way, and that's what I expect to see. Let us know your thoughts.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.